This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, another big day of big news. It never ends. Fridays, weekends, holidays. When Trump is the president, it's always big news. So much going on. So much to tell you about. My gosh. You know, I want to start before I give you all the big news with my commentary. Well, first I got to turn off my phone, don't I? All right, they're always texting me and emailing me all day long. Like an alarm clock, 24 hours a day in my head. So I want to start with my column that's coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal, because I think it's that important. And then I'll get to all the big news of the day. The column is called A Clear Choice, President Trump or Rashida Tlaib. How do you like that one? A Clear Choice, Trump or Rashida Tlaib. Move over Raquel Welch, Mae West, and Dolly Parton. Think what they have in common, Raquel Welch, Mae West, and Dolly Parton. The biggest bust in history now belongs to Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat impeachment hearings. The impeachment of Trump is such a boring bomb. If it were a TV series, it would be canceled after one episode. Only 13 million Americans tuned in to watch the first day of the impeachment hearings. I'm betting the number drops significantly lower for day number two. And at this pace, it should hit zero somewhere around day number three. And the funniest part of the hearings is that the readers of this newspaper, remember, this is a newspaper column, nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate, starting out in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You, the readers of this newspaper, and I know more about Trump's conversation than any of the witnesses or whistleblowers. They all heard what Trump said from hearsay. They heard it from Johnny, you heard it from Joe, you heard it from Mary. But here's the amazing thing. Trump has now released both transcripts of his conversations with Ukraine President Zelensky. And the average American, Joe or Jane, knows more than any of those witnesses or whistleblowers who are testifying. This is the kind of trial they held during the Salem witch hunt days. Now to the news that matters. As I predicted from day one, this has all backfired spectacularly on the Democrats. On the day before the hearings started, Trump was at 46% approval at Rasmussen. After the first day of testimony, he was at 48%. As of Friday, today, he's at 50% approval. The more Democrats talk on national TV, the higher Trump's numbers go. 50% today! That's almost as high as he's been the entire presidency. Meanwhile, most every national poll shows Joe Biden's numbers are cratering. Who would have ever thunk it? The Trump impeachment hearings are the worst thing that ever happened to Biden. The Trump campaign reported 100,000 new volunteers signing up for President Trump's reelection campaign since the impeachment inquiry began. The Trump campaign raised $3.1 million in small donations in one day, Wednesday, during day one of the hearings. And now to the best news of all, the best news of the year for Trump supporters, maybe the best news of the decade. Remember Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib? Tlaib, D. Hamas, after her name, Democrat representing Hamas, is the congressperson who screamed about President Trump to a crowd of supporters on her first day in office, "We're going to impeach the mother effer." Well, loudmouth Trump-hating, America-hating, Israel-hating, capitalism-hating, Tlaib is in big trouble. The House Ethics Committee just released internal campaign communications showing her frantically begging her campaign aides to give her campaign money for personal use, which, of course, is illegal. You can't use your donations to pay for your personal bills. A few quotes from Tlaib. She said she was struggling financially and sinking. And then she said, "I'm not going to make it through the campaign without a stipend. And do you think the campaign could still pay me a stipend until the general? I'm trying to get out of debt." The OCE, the Office of Congressional Ethics, attached scans of checks worth thousands of dollars made out from Tlaib's campaign to Tlaib personally. Now, ironically, this is the scandal that should lead to impeachment and removal from office. This is the person who calls Trump every foul word in the dictionary. Meanwhile, she's stealing the donations of her own supporters to pay her bills. Can you spell loser? She curses Trump for being a wealthy, successful businessman as if it's a crime for a politician to be successful. By the way, Trump takes no salary for being president of the United States. And meanwhile, Tlaib doesn't have $2,000 to make her rent, car, or child care bills. Trump or Tlaib? Which one do you want running the country? Which one do you want creating jobs? Which one do you want making decisions for our economy? If the charges are proven, Tlaib is a fraud, a crook, and a hypocrite of the highest order. She can't pay her most basic personal bills without stealing from her own donors. Yet she wants to control our lives, create our taxes, create our regulations, take Obamacare, make it Medicare for all, just ruin our lives. She can't manage her own life. She can't pay her own bills. She's Exhibit A for today's Democrat Party. Trump versus Tlaib. Want to vote? I dare you. My commentary coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal. So here are the big news stories of the day. Number one, President Trump's approval surges, hits 50%, and jumps 4 points since the show trials began on Wednesday. The more Adam Schiff talks, the more the Democrats talk, the more stupid witnesses they bring, the more the American people support President Trump. Number two, also, right out of the lead headlines of my commentary. House Ethics Committee releases emails revealing Representative Tlaib requested and took money from her campaign, violating federal campaign law. Of course, you got to prove it in a court of law, but it sure sounds like it's a slam dunk case. Another poll is out. 53% of black voters, and 60% of other minority voters say the media is trying to help impeach Trump. See? Everybody sees what's going on. Democrats, white people, black people, Jews, Muslims, everyone can see what's going on. There's a new Rasmussen Report survey. They're real. They don't oversample Democrats. They ask only likely voters, not anyone who's registered. And a new national survey conducted November 12th to 13th, so just a couple days ago, 53% of all voters said most reporters are trying to help impeach Trump. But 53% of black voters and 60% of other minorities, compared to 51% of whites, said reporters are trying to get Trump rather than report the news fairly. What's more, 58% of voters who say they're watching impeachment news very closely believe that most journalists are trying to help impeach the president, while 34% say they're just trying to report unbiased news. So by a 58 to 34 margin, everybody knows what's going on. The media is a bunch of criminals. And here's a news story that has not made it anywhere in the news, and I mean nowhere in the news, and I mean nowhere in the freaking news. You'll never see it. In shock to the $3.5 trillion healthcare industry, the Trump administration will force hospitals to disclose secret insurance rates. You're going to now get a chance, like every other normal product in America, to see what your operation costs, what the ball bearing costs to put a new hip in, what it costs to put a new shoulder in, a new elbow in, whatever it is, a new knee replacement. You're going to see what the hospital charges and what the little bills are and what the big bills are and what the doctor charges and what the anesthesiologist charges and what the medicine charges. Thanks to Donald Trump. Now, if Obama had done this, they'd be throwing a parade on Wall Street, right? What's it called? The Canyon of Heroes or something like that? On Wall Street, they'd go down Broadway on Wall Street, the Canyon of Heroes, where the Yankees go down in cars with the convertibles up, and they're waving their hands, and they're throwing confetti on them. And it's happened only a few times in history other than the Yankees winning the World Series and a couple of, after World War II ended, and I think, who is it? Who's the guy who was the famous airplane guy? No. They didn't give one for Sully. No. It was the famous guy. I keep thinking Limbaugh, but that's Rush Limbaugh. It's like Limbaugh. It's Lindbergh. I think Lindbergh was given a parade down that parade route down the Canyon of Heroes in his day. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just like really reserved for amazing, amazing heroes. And so I think Obama would have gotten that parade if he had ever come out and said to the $3.5 trillion healthcare industry, we're going to force hospitals to disclose secret insurance rates, which is going to help you to shop and figure out the best rates and figure out what your deductible is and what you're going to owe after the surgery. But it's Trump doing it, so nobody cares, and the media won't talk about it. I'm going to discuss it in depth during the show. It's great news. Other big news, the Dow jumps more than 200 points to 28,000, posts a four-week winning streak. It rallied to record levels again on Friday, reaching 28,000 for the first time ever after White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said China and the U.S. were getting close to reaching a trade deal. Closed up 222 points at 28,004. It took the Dow just over 4 months to go from 27,000 for the first time ever to 28,000. Amazing. The Dow notched its fourth week of consecutive gains, rising 1.2% in that time. The S&P 500 advanced, posting its sixth straight weekly gain. That's the longest streak for the S&P since 2017, which was also a year of Trump as president, right? Trump was elected in 16, so that was a Trump year as well. Great things happen under Trump, but the media doesn't care. Kudlow, the National Economic Council director, said Thursday a deal between the two nations, China and the U.S., was approaching, highlighting constructive discussions with Beijing. His comments came after multiple reports suggested both sides were at loggerheads over the terms of a phrase, one trade agreement. I don't know what that means. Over the terms of a phrase, one trade agreement. I don't know. I have no idea what it means. All I know is that no one cares about the impeachment hearings. The Democrats must be going crazy. They wanted to bomb the economy. They wanted to bomb the stock market. They wanted all of you to lose your jobs. And then they try and say it's all Trump's fault. But they just can't do it, no matter how hard they try. All right? So lots of news coming up when I get back. Trump releases the transcript of his first Ukraine call. I'll read it to you word for word. And then Attorney General Barr says the Inspector General's report on alleged FISA abuse is imminent. So it's probably next week or maybe even this afternoon, maybe after hours today. And a huge bombshell out as well about the whole Ukraine deal. I'll get it all to you when we get back. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I am, if it's possible, I'm both burned out and energized at the same time. I'm burned out because I need 72 hours in a day, and there's so much going on, I can't keep track, can't keep it straight. My brain's about to explode. Before the show even begins, before I start 3 hours a day of radio and TV, I've done a full day of work and I'm exhausted. But I'm energized at the same time because I had a huge deal that I've been working on for 4 months that almost died about a week ago and came back to life a couple days ago and seems like it's done today. I think it's going to happen. I'm 99% certain it's going to happen. And so I'm energized. I'm in a great mood. It's a very important deal to me and my life and my future and my career and everything else. So I think I'm back on track with a very big deal. So this is the life of an entrepreneur, up and down. That's not the life of a Democrat, you know? You see that with Rashida Tlaib. If you heard my opening commentary, these people have never created a job, these people meaning Democrats. Never. All the Democrat leaders, they've never. They're a bunch of lawyers and politicians, and they live off the government and off the taxpayers. They've never created a job. They've never created value. They've never created a business. They've never raised money. They've never hired a person. They don't know how to do anything. And then they think they should be congressmen and rule over our lives. It's amazing. You have no idea the up-and-down life I lead as an entrepreneur. My God. 1 minute I'm broke, next minute I'm a millionaire. It's unbelievable. And 5 minutes after you're a millionaire, you're broke again. If the stock value goes down, or if your company goes down, or if you sign the bottom line in a merchant account and something goes wrong, you can lose everything in a second.
They don't know anything about that. Rashida Tlaib Molina's got to steal her donor's money to pay $2,000 worth of bills. What a loser. What a loser. That's your United States congressman. And don't forget Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. There's somebody who was a bartender a year and a half ago. It's just the most incredible. And they're trying to rule our lives. What do they know? What do they know? Nothing. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. There's my diatribe, my root rant for the day. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, otherwise known as War. USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist in the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump land. Let's go to war. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall, and I'm on the warpath against all the globalists and socialists and Marxists and communists and open borders, anti-American losers like Rashida Tlaib and all the Jew haters like Rashida Tlaib. I'm very proud to be a Jewish, Republican, conservative, Trump supporter. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. I fight for cops, not criminals. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KPET. Owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot on radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. Men of great taste, refined taste. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. We're in the RootWall.com studio, as in RootWall.com, because Root for the Wall is my pack, and I have sponsored the show and made us the main title sponsor of the show. And named the studio rights after it. So we're in the Root Wall studio. So all you have to do is go to rootwall.com. That's my website, rootwall.com, R-O-O-T, wall, W-A-L-L.com. And we're raising money for Trump's wall. One person at a time, one brick at a time from Trump supporters, 63 million of us strong. So just go to rootwall.com or call 844-ROOT-WALL, operator standing by 24 hours a day, 844-ROOT-WALL. And all the information is there at rootwall.com. You don't have to ask a single thing of me. It's all there. I laid it all out for you. And I always have to say at the end of this little pitch, Root for the Wall, PAC, paid for, and is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, rootwall.com. Because that's what the government makes you do. We love taking call-ins on this show. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Some more news. Trump releases transcript of his first Ukraine call, the first one. He actually released the second one first. Now he released the first one. And, but we got to hang him. We got to hang Trump in the middle of the town square. Because he's a horrible criminal. He's got to get the death penalty. Didn't you know that? Here was the conversation. Judge for yourself. I think death penalty. I'd like to congratulate you on a job well done. And congratulations on a fantastic election, Trump says, the newly elected president of Ukraine. Good to hear from you, says the newly elected president. Thanks so very much. Nice to hear from you. Trump says, I have many friends from Ukraine, and they expected you to win, and it's really an amazing thing you've done. I guess in a way I did something similar. We're making tremendous progress in the U.S. We have the most tremendous economy ever. Just wanted to congratulate you. I have no doubt you'll be a fantastic president. Zelensky says, you will be too. Always a great example for many. And then Zelensky invites Trump to his inauguration, says he's looking forward to visiting the president. Trump compliments Ukraine, saying, when I owned Miss Universe, they always had great people. Ukraine was always very well represented. When you're settled in and ready, I'd like to invite you to the White House. We'll have a lot of things to talk about, but we're with you all the way. End of the call. Death penalty, don't you think? Or maybe torture. We should send him to one of those rendition places in other countries where the CIA tortures you. Because obviously Trump is a mass murderer. We'll be right back.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's so much hate.
Yeah, even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's longtime advisor, Roger Stone, was found guilty of witness tampering and lying to Congress, making him the latest member of President Trump's inner circle to be convicted on federal charges. The trial lasted just over a week in Washington, D.C., and Stone was found guilty on 5 felony counts. The second day of lawmakers questioning witnesses continues in the public impeachment probe against President Trump, much to the dismay of Republican Devin Nunes of California.
Democrats have been vowing to oust President Trump since the day he was elected. So Americans can rightly suspect that his phone call with President Zelensky was used as an excuse for the Democrats to fulfill their Watergate fantasies.
Record day for the Dow as it closed up 222 points to finish the day above 28,000 at 28,004. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Raw and Unfiltered, USA Radio Newsmax TV. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show before I get to my esteemed guest. Another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil gets crazier and crazier. From impeachment hearings to China trade wars to Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now all over the world. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer from my friends at Swiss America to help you cash in on asset protection. Swiss America is willing to ship my listeners and viewers another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer only to my fans by calling right now 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com. And don't forget, while you're there, to ask for the free special report on the China trade war and a free 30-minute DVD hosted by the CEO of Swiss America and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. So I'm the host of that DVD, 30 minutes long. It's free, 800-289-2646. Thank you, Swiss America. Our guest is here, Joel Pollack, Senior Editor-at-Large at Breitbart News, website Breitbart.com, co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. Joel Pollack, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be with you.
All right, so, I mean, the weirdest thing for me about this whole impeachment inquiry, and I know I'm right because I just read my new newspaper column, Joel, that's coming out on Sunday, nationally syndicated, and I wrote that the strangest thing about this whole thing is that you and I and all the people listening know more about Trump's transcripts, his phone conversations, than any of the witnesses, because we all saw the transcript. We know word for word what was said in both phone calls, and all the witnesses are fourth-hand hearsay. Isn't this the most bizarre thing you've ever seen?
What's even more bizarre is that a lot of the concerns that the witnesses had, and many of them are bureaucrats who disagree with President Trump's policy, a lot of their concerns only arrive after the transcript is released or after Politico does an article in late August explaining that there's a hold on the military aid to Ukraine. But before that, they didn't really have a problem with it. There were a couple of people who were worried about it, but nobody was connecting the aid that Trump was offering to Ukraine with the request for investigations. Certainly not the Ukrainians. The Ukrainian foreign minister said yesterday that the two were never linked. There never was that kind of exchange. It was simply a matter of Trump asking the Ukrainian president to investigate corruption. And by the way, this is another fact that many of the witnesses don't know, many of the Democrats have overlooked, but it came out in one of the closed-door hearings that they released the transcript of last week. Namely, that Trump had raised the issue of corruption before. In fact, one of the witnesses said that she saw Trump lecture the previous president of Ukraine, sat him down in front of a bunch of people, and lectured him like a failing employee, basically telling him, you guys are taking our money, you're wasting our money, you're corrupt, and it's time you started paying your own way. Now, Trump's done that, and the Democrats say, well, he only cares about Biden and Burisma. He doesn't care about corruption. That's not true. So if you actually look at all the evidence, Trump did nothing wrong. In fact, Trump did the right thing, and that really came out today. I don't know if you had a chance to see the testimony today of the former ambassador to Ukraine, but I think it was quite damning for Democrats and may even have exposed a cover-up by the Obama administration.
Well, good. Tell me what I missed, because I don't even watch these things. I think they're such a joke, and it's so clear that, you know, not one person can even, you know, no matter how upset they are or how much they think Trump is immoral or an idiot or a criminal or whatever it is they think he is, not one of them ever has an answer when they ask, what did he do that was impeachable? No one's got an answer. Nothing's impeachable. So there's no point in watching, Joel. It's kind of silly, but I'm really glad that you're watching for me so I can get some work done. Tell me what they said today that I missed.
Well, first of all, you are correct. They asked the witness, Marie Yovanovitch, if Trump had done anything impeachable, if he had committed bribery, if he had committed extortion, anything. No, nothing like that. So she didn't even see anything, doesn't know anything. She's not really a witness to anything. She's completely irrelevant. And she doesn't know that the president did something impeachable. But that's not the point. The point here is interesting. She testified in a closed-door deposition, and again today, that the first time she heard of Burisma, this company that Hunter Biden was involved with, the first time she heard about it was when she was being confirmed as ambassador in 2016 under the Obama administration. And the reason she heard about it was that Obama's State Department prepared an answer for her in case somebody asked her about it in her confirmation hearing. And the answer she was supposed to give, this came out today, was, I don't have an answer. You have to ask the vice president's office about that. So she knew about Burisma and Hunter Biden and all that stuff. And Castor, the Republican counsel on the committee today, said to her, well, did you do anything? You have this reputation as a corruption buster. Everybody's talking about you were tough on corruption. When you went to Ukraine, did you do anything about Burisma and Biden? No, she didn't do anything. She knew about it, and she did nothing. And that's completely damning. That shows you a number of things. Number one, Trump had a good reason to fire her because she wasn't doing her job. Number two, Trump can't get the State Department bureaucracy to do the right thing on conflicts of interest by the Obama administration. He can't do it. He had to go to the Ukrainian president to get some movement so that the American people can find out about corruption under the previous administration, which may have affected our policy in the region. Trump had to ask himself, because if he goes to the State Department, they're going to kill it like they killed it under Obama. And we need to know more about that cover-up. And the other thing we need to know more about, aside from who the whistleblower is, we know the whistleblower was involved in Ukraine policy and he was advising Joe Biden. Did the whistleblower have any involvement in the decision to let Hunter Biden be on the board? And did the whistleblower brief the ambassador when she had to get confirmed? Is he the one who told her, oh, just refer the questions to the vice president's office, no problem? There's so much there, and it shows you that Trump was 100% right in doing what he did. So the Democrats are trying to impeach him for doing his job.
Now, I assume, Joel, very well put, by the way, very succinct, very well put, lots of emotion, I like it. It's why we love having you as a guest. You saw the Rasmussen poll today, I assume, yes?
No, you know, I'm ignoring most of the polls on this. I'm just focusing on the facts. But what did they say? Tell me what they said.
So you'll be thrilled by this one. So the day before the first hearing, Wednesday, or maybe the morning of Wednesday, in other words, the poll that was taken before anyone saw the hearings, Trump was at 46% approval. The day after, yesterday, Thursday, he went to 48. He went up. And today he went to 50. So he's gained 4 points since the Democrats started the impeachment hearing. If that isn't telling, I don't know what is. The American people are yawning. The stock market's through the roof, and Trump's approval is at 50, which is, you know, the almost 3 years he's been president, the highest it's ever been was 52. And once before it was 51. And there's been a couple times it's been 50. So he's just about at the highest popularity he's ever been, and he's up since they started the hearings while the stock market's going up. So Wall Street seems to not care. The average person doesn't care about anything they're saying in there. And nobody is being persuaded in a negative way, but some are being persuaded in a positive way, pro-Trump.
Right, because they're looking at this and they don't understand what the heck is going on. The Democrats have not explained what Trump did that is an impeachable offense.
Right.
You know, if you don't like one thing or an another that the administration does. Trump said a nasty thing. He tweeted the wrong thing. Okay, you bring it up in the oversight hearing. But you don't impeach him. That's an abuse of power. Now, they've had this whole hearing today around Marie Yovanovitch because she was fired. Trump fired her. He actually gave her another job in the State Department. She didn't lose her job. She's teaching at Georgetown. She's doing fine. But she was recalled as ambassador, and it's a big sob story because she says she was smeared by Giuliani, and that's why Trump thought she was doing a bad job, and so on and so forth. Well, listen, this guy was known to the American people and the world as the guy who said, "You're fired." Well, why should we be surprised when he fires somebody?
Right.
If you ever watched The Apprentice, there are a lot of people he fired who weren't bad employees. They just didn't win that day, and somebody had to get fired because he needed a change.
Right.
And that's how Trump does things. He shakes things up. He wasn't getting what he needed out of Ukraine. He thought lecturing the president would help. He thought doing this and that. It's still corrupt, and the ambassador's not helping. She took no interest in corruption when it was alleged to have been committed by Democrats. She took no interest in election interference when they were interfering on Hillary Clinton's behalf. So Trump replaced her. And the problem here is the American people are seeing this. Nobody knows why he should be impeached. What we do see, though, is a bunch of bureaucrats in matching ties and socks telling us how they disapprove of the president and they think their policy is better, even though he's doing more for Ukraine than Obama ever did. As part of his America First policy, by the way, they think that he's uncouth, his manners are wrong, he's informal, irregular. They don't like it. He's not doing it by the book, so they want to get rid of him. He's not breaking the law. He's just not doing it by State Department protocols or traditions. This is an attempted coup by the bureaucracy using a CIA analyst who was allegedly the whistleblower. And people are looking at this and being like, this is a coup. This is not what we want. Why don't we just have an election if you don't like the president? Why are you trying to overthrow the government?
And a lot of it sounds silly, too, I got to tell you, Joel, because the people who are ambassadors to Ukraine, all they ever talk about is how important Ukraine is to America. Nobody in America gives a crap about Ukraine. So the whole thing sounds dumb, the way they exaggerate the importance of Ukraine to America's foreign policy. It's all about Ukraine. Oh, my God, Ukraine. They're little obscure, nerdy diplomats who are, like, so self-important. It's unbelievable. Joel, great to have you on, man. Love what Breitbart does. As always, my first stop in the mornings. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tell me now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Sponsoring the segment of the show, Real Water, the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and Real Water is up their game again. Now with the Real Water concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere on the go. I don't know if all of you understand the incredibleness of this offer. See, I drink nothing but Real Water all day from morning to night. It's the only thing I drink, by the way. I don't drink milk. I don't drink soda. I don't drink juice. All I drink is water, and the only water I drink is Real Water, except when I'm at a restaurant at night for dinner, and then I bring along my Real Water concentrate. I turn any water into Real Water with Real Water concentrate. And now they're going to give you a bottle free of this Real Water concentrate. Real Water concentrate can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put it in your wine, your coffee, your tea, your juice, you name it. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Absolutely free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling. And by the way, you know, my big Vegas flagship station, I've got so many listeners in Vegas. Just go to Real Water. Call them up. Go there and get it. You don't even have to pay the shipping and handling. Just go get it at the plant. Call 702-381-1217, 702-381-1217, anywhere in the United States. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. Or go to the plant. Don't even pay shipping and handling. 702-381-1217. How do you beat that offer? Or go to teamgetreal.com. And after you've done it, I'm telling you. All right. Lots of great things happening with a lot of promise. Attorney General Barr says the Inspector General's report on alleged FISA abuse is imminent. I mean, that's why they're having these sham witch hunt hearings. Because they know the bad stuff that's about to be laid on their doorstep. The Democrats' doorstep. Inspector General Michael Horowitz, leading the investigation, told Congress in a letter in October he's looking to make as much of the report as public as possible with few redactions. He's a fiercely independent investigator, a superb investigator, who has conducted this particular investigation in the most professional way, and I think his work, when it comes out, will be a credit to the department, said Attorney General Barr. The release of the report comes at a critical time for the Trump presidency because House Democrats have launched an impeachment inquiry. Okay, well, there's no coincidence there. And what happens when it comes out and they recommend criminal indictments against several people because of the FISA fraud? It's coming out. It's finally coming out. Maybe even today? Is it possible? Certainly, I would think early next week, based on all I'm hearing and the way Barr is acting. Republicans have alleged the Department of Justice and FBI officials under Obama misled the FISA court system by using an unverified dossier compiled by former UK spy Christopher Steele. Isn't that called foreign interference in an election, into an American election? To get warrants to monitor Page, a Trump assistant. Last week, Senator Lindsey Graham said he received an update from Barr on the coming report. I think his report is going to be stunning. I think it's going to be damning. I think it's going to prove the system got off the rails. And we need corrective action. Where I go from there, I won't know until I hear from him, said Lindsey Graham. Big stuff's coming, and that's probably why Trump had a meeting and it kept him late, and he was delayed leaving Washington in the White House last night. And Barr was in that meeting, and everybody was very animated. Good stuff happening. I mentioned earlier in the show, another record high in the stock market. Big day today, up over 200 points. And the Dow surpassed 28,000 for the first time in its history. This was the 115th all-time high since Trump was elected president of the United States. The stock markets are a gauge of the economy, obviously, and while liberals are screaming recession, recession, and by the way, I'm the first one to tell you it's not perfect. You'll notice in the last few days I've changed my tone just a little bit. I always tell you it's a great economy, it's a great Trump economy, it's a Trump economic miracle, tons of jobs, low unemployment. But there's little signs of problems. Manufacturing is in trouble right now. Manufacturing has got problems. And so it could turn on a dime and it could get bad. And we could jump into recession just like the rest of the world. And Democrats are counting on it. They're trying to push us into recession. They're trying to make you doubt. They're trying to make you sell your stocks, get scared. But the Dow doesn't listen. The Dow has soared. The Dow has soared. It stood at 18,332 on the day Trump was elected, or the day after Trump was elected. And today the Dow closed at an all-time high of 28,005, up 9,673 points from the day of the election. President Trump. Evidently, a lot of people still think on Wall Street the economy's good. And the Obama administration knew Hunter Biden was shady. That's what a witness admitted today. We'll get to that when we get back. And the fired ambassador, Yovanovitch, lies under oath. Changed her story about Burisma during testimony. So why isn't she being Roger Stoned? Roger Stone was literally convicted today on all counts. Roger Stone, a great Republican operative, convicted for total nothingness. What a joke. Same thing with Paul Manafort. You're ruining people's lives over nothing because they're Republicans, because they have an R after their name, because they support Trump. It's absolute embarrassment. You know what Trump has to do? The minute he's reelected, he's got to pardon Manafort and he's got to pardon Roger Stone. We'll be right back. War.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Come.